What? Missed a show? What are you talking about? We've never missed a show. I dare you to look at the RSS feed and tell me that we missed a show.
Internal power to enable.
Enabled.
External power to disable.
Disabled.
Primary weapons to enable.
Enabled.
Secondary weapons to enable and prime.
Primed.
Astrogation systems to enable.
Enabled.
Life support to enable.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn, the last surviving member of the Lone Wolf Brigade. And welcome to the Elite Coup Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, Episode 21, Return to Sector 9. You can change the data and have to say whatever the hell you want. Alright, anyway, dear listeners, today I bring you a magic tale of a time long, long ago, but not so long as the story of the original game, Sector 9, or was it Attack on Sector 9? It was something like that, by a developer of Pug Ugly Games, and that was a really cute little, like, top-down arena shooter thing, like, you're a ship, there's waves of enemies, blow them all up. And, you know, that's really good, that's what you had. I never actually played that one, but, you know, I saw it come out, and I was like, oh, that looks neat, and then I didn't play it, because I had other things to play. Then, a couple years later, years, months, I don't know, a while later, Pug Fugly Games, Pug Fugly? Yeah, Pug Fugly, they came out with this game called Return to Sector 9, and this is a, sort of a revisitation at first, because, you start the game, there's one game mode open called Return to Sector 9. And, like I said, it's a revisitation. There's a ship, there's waves of enemies, you blow them up. There's, like, what? There's a number of levels, I've never gotten to the end of it. Each level has 5 stages and a boss fight, and then each stage has 5 waves. Destroy all of the enemies in the wave, you get a bunch of points, and then, you know, you just keep going until you die. And they make it easier, because it's really hard to get through this game, because there's just so many enemies, and it's a twitch-based shooter. And like I said, it's arena shooter, so it's just sort of one screen, and enemies come onto the screen, and when they're gone, you get more enemies. One thing that I really like about this game, which is something I don't think enough games have, is they don't even give you the option of firing. As soon as you begin, the game is like, why aren't you firing? You should be firing right now. You know what? Forget it. We're doing it for you. And so while you play this game, you are constantly firing, and that's something I just love. But yeah, you go through the game, you get kills, you fight some bosses, eventually you die. They make it easier for you that after you progress through each level, you get to pick which level you start from. So, you know, you skip that many stages, boss fights, whatever. Now, at first, what gives this game some replayability is as you gain kills, like every couple hundred kills, which a couple hundred is an easy feat to pick up on, so very quickly you'll start unlocking more ships and more colors for the ships you've unlocked and more bonuses. Like each ship has some sort of special trait or a special weapon, and then you unlock how many times you can use that weapon per life. So, you know, it just becomes, like, at first it seems really simple, and then it becomes, like, a standard top-down kind of shooter. But, there's, like, a lot of variety in the ships. Like, each ship has a unique special weapon to it, and there's, I believe, about 20 different ships. There's ships that, and, like I said, each ship is just very aesthetically and functionally different. The reason you need so many functions is because, along with just gaining kills, gaining a certain amount of points will earn you a medal. When you earn a gold medal on Return to Sector 9, or actually I believe it's even a bronze medal, you will get, it will unlock new game modes. These new game modes include Windmill, which is actually a missile command clone, Rescue, Jellyfish, which puts you in the, in Jellyfish, you play as a space jellyfish trying to survive against hordes of space jellyfish hunters. And it's actually a little fun mode, because as you kill ships, randomly the like survivor guys will start swimming away from the ship, and you just go over and eat them. And you eat 5, and you get to grow big, and you just smash into ships to kill them. And it's really fun, really visceral, and it has some really neat music, actually, I must say. Very catchy. Gold Rush is a good mode too, because it's a very good reason to use the gold miner voice, which always is kicked off by saying, "My teeth are made of gold!" Anyway. And so there's maybe about 8 or 10 modes, which 7 of which are more different than any of the other modes. Because, like I said, there's a Missile Command clone, there's like some turret games, there's like collect games, there's rescue missions, there's just sort of Space Jellyfish, which I believe, just because it's called Space Jellyfish, stands on its own. There's Doomball, which actually has nothing to do with shooting. It's almost more of a puzzle game, because there's like a whole bunch of colored mines, and the only way to safely defuse the mines is to get in range of it so that it becomes magnetically attracted to you, and then bring it in range of a same colored mine in order to defuse them. If you hit a different colored mine, all of the mines explode. And so that becomes like a little sports arena puzzle game thing, and I think that's really fun and really cute. Aside from that, you pretty much can use any ship in any mode. There's high score tables, there's medals that you collect to unlock more stuff. I've been playing this game for, I guess, about a semester worth of playtime in it, and I still haven't unlocked everything. It won't appeal to many people, because on the baseline, it is just sort of like a top-down arena shooter, which, like I said, I like those, but that's just me, so other people may not get as much out of it, but it's easy, it's fun, there's a lot of replay value in it, surprisingly, and it's just overall very well done. It's a very polished game. I mean, I've been getting into conversations lately about, like, what is the worth of a game, how much you would pay for a game, and while we have not come to a concise answer on that yet, we have, you know, sort of thought about it. And I'd say this game, like if they tried to put like a $5-$10 price on this game, I'd say it would actually really be worth it. But lucky for us, it's free, and that's why I'm talking about it, and that's why you should go out and play it. I'll put a link to the game and to the developer's website on the show notes. Those are available at EliteKooStudios.net. You can send us email at podcast@EliteKooStudios.net. If you think Elite Koo Studios is a stupid name, go ahead and tell us. I've had a lot of people tell me that, but I still like it. I think it's unique. I just think there could be better ways to help people find us, because ain't no way anybody's remembering that name. Aside from that, I will see you next week. Or you'll hear me next week. Something like that. Goodbye, everybody. Danny's Donut Land. Danny? Danny Donut Sand. I'm sorry, but we're sold out. But we do have this! Obtain the bazooka!